the Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Paige with you.
Hi, Paige. How are you doing?
I'm good. We talk about Elon Musk first off.
Oh, first buddy's back in the good graces. I watched him get off the plane.
Oh, yeah.
He's in the Envoy with the head of NVIDIA, too, which...
Good.
See how that stock moves.
I wish it would some.
As soon as he gets off the plane.
Yeah. But whatchamacallit didn't go, right? Sam Altman? He didn't go, right?
I don't think he went. Tim Cook was supposed to go. Don't know if he went or not.
Wow.
All this stuff that's made in China, of course, you know, China wants these chips because they made them in Taiwan.
That's why I'm telling you, like, I'm not even joking. Buy silver. I'm not kidding you. Not even from the... from the jewelry aspect of it. Like, all this tech needs silver.
Yep.
And you're wondering why it's like $72, $3, $4 an ounce. I mean, for silver.
God, NVIDIA hasn't jumped up much here lately, but it's still over $220 a share.
And I'll tell you another one. I'm not even kidding. Copper. Not kidding you. And I'm not trying to inflate it either. I'm serious. Copper, maybe even more than silver.
Now, some people were charging, were paying $3 a pound for copper.
Yeah, well, that's a damn good deal. Buy some of that mining stock, that e-mining stock for that. I'm telling you.
Oh, silver's almost $87.
87?
Yeah, $86.90 as of now.
God,
I like silver.
Bless, man.
God, look at gold. $4,700. I remember when it was half that.
Bear Stearns said... they see it as $150 by the end of the year. I'm like, God bless. That's doubling it again.
Jesus, man.
But that's them saying it. I'm not making any promises. I'm just telling you what I'm thinking. That's nuts now, though. What is gold? $4,800
now? $4,717.
So silver's more expensive than gold? Or it will be?
No. Hell no. Never. $4,710.
21% jump. I don't know when the last measurement was. But.
Yeah. Wow. Well, that's your stock minute.
Thank you.
Yes.
I appreciate that.
Go buy metals. Buy them now.
Well, Elon Musk said director Christopher Nolan had lost his integrity by casting black actress Lupita Nyong'o as Helen of Troy in his upcoming version of The Odyssey.
Oh, we work there.
Spelled differently, though.
Oh,
I can't wait to see it. We had to read the book. Watch the movie.
Homer.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not one, but I like the book.
It's a good story.
He's homosexual.
The Iliad. Odyssey.
God damn. It was good. So I don't know if this is going to top it, but.
Homer.
Oh, you put Marge in the Odyssey.
Homosexual. Are you?
Are you?
What was Homer's wife's name?
Marge.
Marge. Marge. It was Alita Tass.
I can't remember if it was Helen of Troy or if it was...
Oh, yeah. So what? Back about that. What is he trying to say? Helen of Troy was white, so why cast her as a black woman? Is that what he's saying?
I guess. Paige? I mean, Little Mermaid was black.
Well, so...
Mine was, at least.
Oh, she's from Greece. Are there not any... serious question. Are there not black people from Greece?
Yeah, Giannis.
So, you're the one that I want. You're the one that I want.
So Lupita.
I'm fast. That's my favorite movie.
Like you said, she's playing Helen.
With the black ladies. Instead of the pink ladies. All right, kiss off.
Yeah. Oh, what's her name? God dang it.
Olivia Newton-John.
No, the other one. Blackhead.
Tuscadero.
Yeah.
Pinky. All right, go ahead, Paige.
Yeah, so one complained about... the whole thing on X. That's, you know, his flight company X.
Yes.
Yeah, a lot of irons in the fire, as they say.
Yeah.
And he does not like the whole Odyssey thing, and he says that it's an insult to the Greek poet Homer, who wrote the Odyssey, because he described Helen of Troy as fair skin and blonde, and he wrote the story back in 700 BC. But if we went there, we don't know. And it's...
I bet he hates when he sees pictures of Jesus as a white person.
You know what? I thought everybody kind of universally agreed, at least, you know, in artistic renderings, that Jesus was white.
But with an olive complexion.
which he was, I guess, Middle Eastern.
You guess? Yes, he was.
It's hard to see where everything blends in there. You know, I've never read the Bible.
So. What about the
Trojan? I can tell.
Trojan horse. Was they used a donkey?
See, like, how is that going to work? I want to see how they do that.
How they make a big wooden horse?
Or do they do it that way? Or is it CGI horse, you know?
Oh.
What's the, are they dropping out of the stomach, or do they have to go out of somewhere else?
Dude, that's crazy you said that, because today, you know, I get the thing. It says, like, big things that happened in this history, and this day in history. 78 years ago today, British rule in Palestine came to an end, and the independent state of Israel was proclaimed at 1201 the following day. So let that just seep into your head for a little bit.
1201.
But just think about it.
British controlled the entire damn world.
Yeah. And wow. then when stuff hits the fan, they're not there now. Like, they're the ones who kind of started all this.
Yeah.
And that's also a gentle reminder that Israel has only been a nation for 78 years.
And look at history. Like, Peter the Great always wanted that.
250 here.
That soft water port that had sunshine, you know, that you can bring things in, and throughout history.
Plus, how the hell did China let the Brits take Hong Kong? That was under British rule for years.
I know.
But the sun never sets on the British Empire, they always say.
Well, don't let the sun go down on you, Elton John said.
I thought that was Jesse James Dupri.
Well, he said it afterwards.
Oh.
As Dixie Inc.
And then you got to think, Britain took all their criminals and dropped them off in Australia.
Yep.
And America.
But if you look back, now here's something fun, and we'll end my portion here. If you look back at who brought people to this country from other countries, just look at who owned the ships.
Can you find that out?
Oh, yes.
You talk about like Amistad and stuff like that. Are you going to say Rockefeller?
Oh.
That's not... That's very historically accurate.
I wasn't expecting that.
Well, it's true. It's very true.
I mean, look, it could be. But it's not like you could ever bring that up.
Well, no. And I won't. It says here that Helen of Troy is often known as Helen of Sparta. Which was she married to Bubba on there? Or?
Like, how does that work? Is there a Helen of Spartanburg? That'd be kind of interesting.
Helena.
See what it looks
pages.
Like.
Hell on Wheels.
Uh-uh.
Helen Wheels.
Nah, that name is taken.
Helen Wheels.
We got a Helen Wheels already.
Oh, that's right. Casey.
Yeah. What's up, Casey?
What's up, Casey? Yeah, that's, yeah. I mean, who cares? I mean, you know, the witch wasn't black in Wizard of Oz either, but guess what?
She was green.
She was green. Yeah.
And the Wiz, everybody was black in the Wiz, right?
Everyone was black in the Wiz.
Which, look, that's cool.
A frightening movie, man.
What was so scary?
I don't know. It just was odd to me. Such an odd movie. Kind of like Clockwork Orange is just an odd, bizarre movie.
Violent. Look, Living Single is a more urban tale of Golden Girls, if you want to think about it. Yeah. That's how I saw it.
I would say 227. Mm-hmm. Hey, Mary.
Hey, Mary.
Hal Williams. God.
What a talent.
That was great. Everybody wanted a dad like Hal Williams, always happy, smiling.
I have a birthday coming up in the fall, and I would like to have Jack A. Harry on the show. I would.
Dude, Marla Gibbs is still alive.
Is she?
That's crazy.
And she's like freaking out doing work, man.
Is she?
She's almost 100, and she don't look like it.
God. Is she related to Jameer?
She might be.
Could be.
Plus, the grandma in 227 was the grandma from Don't Be a Menace. Same lady.
Yeah.
Still hit like a bitch.
Yeah. Remember that Red Fox? Well, that was another thing, but he was making fun of her wig because he said it was turned sideways and she had hair covering one eye.
You got it. You get the wig on.
Wow. I love Red Fox's old comedy where he was filthy. Like, it's so strange to see, but it's great.
Oh, those stories are great when they bring him in for bookings because they expected, you know, Sanford and Son.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes.
They didn't know how filthy he was.
No. No, they did not. They didn't know. Like, oh, look, Fred Sanford put out an album.
Yeah.
And he says the N-word a lot on it. This is weird.
And then he does his act, and he was bluer than your boys in middle school.
Amen.
Do you need more fun during your day?
You know I do, actually.
You do?
Yeah.
You're not the only
one. It's been a rough patch here.
It's been long, man.
Oh, yeah.
Long couple weeks, for whatever reason.
Well, you ain't kidding. Almost exactly that.
I've had a hard time.
I need some Memorial Day weekend to come up, kick off to
summer. When is that? 2 weeks?
11 days from now.
Yeah. Whoa. Somebody's counting them down. Mm-hmm.
Heck yeah.
Hell yeah.
So there was a study that found that 48% of us in America feel that we need more fun. And it comes down to 17 extra hours per week to devote fun in our day.
You know who's in control of that? We are. You are. Everyone is.
You have to manifest the good times.
You have to manifest positivity, and then you have to manifest the life you want to live.
I'm always
sometimes it works.
Fighting,
not for me.
Fighting for time, you know. Like, oh, I don't have enough time. No, not that. But not enough time in the day to get things done. Like, oh gosh, yeah. I got to pick up my prescription before it closes, blah, blah, blah. You know, just getting to the deadline.
She's on Lady Viagra.
This is our time.
No, but.
Who would you cast to play Lady Viagra in a movie, Paige?
You. So that's about.
She's getting quicker with these, isn't she?
I thought she was like Queen Latifah.
That's a little over 2 more hours per day that everybody in the study says that they really need to get things done during the day. You know, more time to spend with your kids.
You would think they
more
would say
time to get
sleep.
Your work done.
Sleep time.
Yeah, but
answer me this. How could you fall asleep so easily during the daytime, but it's hard to get to sleep at night?
I don't know. I do experience that a lot here lately, though.
Well, see, yours is kind of an anomaly because you could tell people, like, well, if you're eating past a certain time
yeah.
or if you're consuming caffeine, that's why you can't go to sleep. But
yeah.
you don't eat past 8 o'clock.
No.
I don't either.
And you don't go to bed, like, after you don't eat. So it's, like, well after that.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I was emailing you, like, at 11 last night.
Like, I don't know. Maybe we got too much energy. You got, like...
Mine's turning my brain off. That's what it is.
Well, if it was the caffeine thing, I drank, like, 3 big cups of coffee yesterday. And then I ate lunch at 2 o'clock and passed out watching that wrestling thing on the couch.
God, I love hearing you say that. She passed out watching wrestling.
I did. And it was good. I mean, I felt I was learning more about your world.
Oh, yeah.
She was watching Ironclaw.
Ironclaw.
The Tale of the Von Erichs.
Yeah.
It was, you know, I got to the point where one of them lost their foot, and it was terrible. Oh.
It was very bad.
Carrie didn't like people to know that.
Still wrestled, and no one knew.
He would shower in the locker room with his boot on.
People did not know that he was missing a leg.
Yeah.
I didn't get to the end of the movie, though. Sorry.
Oh. Well, he died.
He already ruined it for you.
Oh, I did ruin the end.
Yeah. Well, I knew that they had trouble through all the brothers. How many brothers were it?
That was a cursed family, they said.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They thought the family was cursed.
You got one that died overseas in Japan.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, serving.
God.
He was in the war.
See, I'm trying to get into Boy World by, you know, watching different things that you would watch.
Oh, yeah?
And that was interesting. Any other suggestions?
Well, you'd have to watch Man World to be in our suggestion.
Watch the end of Saltburn.
I don't know that.
No,
what is that?
It's a really good movie. It's got Barry Keoghan in it. I can't really tell you without giving it away. No, it's not violent, but it's really good.
Barry Keoghan?
Keoghan. Which he plays Ringo Starr in the new Beatles movie coming up.
I didn't know there was a Beatles movie coming up.
But he's Irish. Yeah, he's Ringo Starr. And then, dang it, the guy that played Elton John, I think he's going to play John Lennon. What's his name? I just saw him in a movie
Teddy
this
Swims?
Weekend. No, white guy. Skinny white guy.
Oh.
Did you watch Blackbird? He was in Blackbird. Apex I watched this weekend, which was a great movie. Charlize Theron, he was in that too.
No, I've not.
Her. What's the dude's name, man? He played Elton John. Englishman, skinny. Real famous.
Big nose?
No, I can't think of his name either. Blackbird he was great in.
That was the movie?
No, that was a different show.
I'm just thinking Hugh, but that's
not. In the movie Rocket Man?
Yes.
Okay, that was played by Taron Egerton.
Yeah, him. Okay. He's good. He's going to be in the Beatles movie.
I don't even sound like a real name. Hi, I'm Taron Egerton.
I like the name Taron.
Taron Egerton. Bryce Dallas Howard was in that.
Well, if you like the name Taron, I got a buddy's last name, Miazza, that you might
want. Taron Miazza.
Oh, my God.
Alita Tass.
Somebody with that name.
This is the Rise Guys. Madman, Paige, and Fat Boy.
Every morning, it makes you laugh.
I would hate to start my day without them.
I love the Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
We teased it before we left yesterday. There's a guy who got a health scare, but how he found out was the shocking part. And when I tell y'all this email came in, like, I immediately thought it was fake.
I mean, I still kind of do, to be honest with you.
But because, listen, we can't use his real name, obviously, so we're just going to call him Anonymous, but First off, Anonymous, thank you for trusting us enough to come on here, buddy. We appreciate it.
Yep.
Oh, no, he backed out.
No.
Anonymous.
No, I'm here.
Okay.
Anonymous is here. All right.
Good.
Hey. Thanks, guys. I'm sorry.
No, thank you for trusting us to come on here.
Yeah. Thank you. And, appreciate you, being open.
And, yeah. So,
I was glad you didn't back out.
Yeah. Well,
no.
And once everybody hears why, they'll understand. Take us back, Anonymous. What happened? And this is a real kind of eye opener for some people. Really, really is.
Well, let me start. Well, I'm divorced, and I've been single a while. Can't be too descriptive, but not exactly flattering. Anyway, I started talking to this woman online a few months ago.
Uh-oh.
What happened? Uh-oh. It turned out to be a man? I'm just kidding. Like, so you met this woman online, you're talking, and then, yeah.
Things got kind of flirty.
Yeah, there it is. Right.
And, one night, we all make dumb decisions in our lives. I made a dumb decision.
Yeah. And when you say a dumb decision, was like alcohol or drugs involved or just loneliness since you're in?
I mean, honestly, both.
Well, that was actually three things. It was drugs, alcohol, and loneliness.
It's a deadly combination.
It's a good song.
It really is. That's how every episode of Dateline starts. It really does. You started off with some J-Mo.
Yeah, and there was a body in the trunk, but how did it get there?
So I sent her a picture.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Of what? Your ding-a-ling?
Yeah, I did.
Hang on a second. Did she ask to see it, or like, did it just...
No, she did not.
Okay. So you sent her an unsolicited photo.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Boy.
I don't even know what to think. Kind of got a little jump scare on that one.
It is kind of a weird thing. Well, that's what those combinations of loneliness, drugs, and alcohol will do. So you're just talking with this woman online. You send her a photo of you naked, and God, do you imagine she opened that phone like she got a damn Amber Alert?
Look, guys. I know. It's stupid. I regret it.
Yeah. So walk us through this. What does she say? What's the health scare and all that?
Well, it's got weird because she worked at a hospital.
So Anonymous, though. Nurses are freaks.
True, and she's probably seen worse.
Like right now.
Ew. Apparently.
Yeah, well, that ain't comforting at all.
No.
So at first she didn't answer for like 20 minutes, and I'm freaking out.
Yeah. Well, you're having that post-picture clarity where you're like, God bless it, I shouldn't have done this.
Probably pacing around the house.
Yeah.
And she messages me back, okay? She says, how long have you had that dark spot?
Oh, God. What?
I mean, I had no idea what she was talking about.
Oh, dang it. Hang on a second. Can you hang on a second? Is that possible?
Sure.
Okay.
I just don't want to get too far into it, like, right here.
Oh, yeah.
We just don't have time.
Well, yeah, but that sounds like so like manufactured. Like right when he tells us what the dark spot was.
Yeah,
just, break.
God just happened to work out that way, but
yeah.
Hang on, well.
I need to know what kind of shape it is.
See, and I knew you'd ask.
If it's
a question.
Irregular, then I can see why she flagged that. And
you get curious,
back.
Don't you? Like you don't open them, but I know you know when you get them. You got to get curious what they look like.
Well, I've looked for. I don't know. I can see why she did that.
You open them, don't you? You got. Why would you not?
Well, she would. I mean, that's how she would know that's what it was. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's got so many.
Like, I just want to say this. I, if a woman out of the blue that I was talking to, and I did just sent me a picture of her vagina just out of the blue, that's kind of wild. Like, that's just kind of wild.
Yeah, it is, but would you be, like, you wouldn't be offended like a woman would, right? Like, oh, no, I'm turned off this
No! No, I mean, I don't guess, but, like...
Like, hey,
but,
where's the rest of it?
Am I weird because I've never done that?
You've never sent... No, no.
I've never even sent that to my husband.
What if the angle is up so you see that, but you kind of see like a boob in the background too?
God. Oh, no.
Like it's just laying down.
Remember the thing that somebody showed us on Facebook Marketplace, and it was the woman selling that mirror? You could see her ass in the mirror.
Oh, my God.
Behind her? God bless. Who's walks around butt naked and said, I need to sell some stuff on Facebook Marketplace. Let's take photos butt ass naked. Okay, when we come back, we will get this. He will continue to tell us this story of this health scary guy. I am very interested in this. Normally,
yeah.
This has a lot of questions, like, you know.
Yeah. Yes.
Why'd you even do it?
I'm concerned. I mean, any kind of thing, like a blister or some kind of... dark spot, I'd be concerned.
Well, I mean, you think about this. If you...
blister.
Yeah, that's herpes.
Fat boy, when you go number one, do you ever hold yourself in a different position? It's the same way, right?
Yes, it's pretty much the same every time.
Yeah. I'm going to come over and rough you up.
Man.
I'm the biggest wuss ever when it comes to gross pictures, and Paige decides to.
God.
And she loves, and, you know, I get it. She loves when...
I don't love
when she
that.
Can twist those gears, you know.
The cockles.
She's sitting there showing me pictures of genital warts on her phone.
Then guess what? She goes, look at this. To me. She's gonna show me too.
You wanted to see a copy of it though. I've like grossed out by it.
But you already were working with the situation, so
I am working.
I'm so sorry.
I'm presently working with the situation.
Will you accept my apology for that?
I do. Breakfast tomorrow will solve all that.
Okay.
So we're talking to Anonymous. He sent a photo of himself naked to a girl that he was talking to online. She worked at a hospital, and then she said, correct me if I'm wrong, how long have you had that dark spot on your area?
I think this, yeah. That's about what it was.
Okay.
Pretty much.
All right, Anonymous. Welcome back, sir.
Yeah.
All right. First off, thank you for waiting patiently. I'm dying. Yes. I'm dying to figure this out, man, because when I go to the bathroom in a minute, I'm going to look at mine when I get in there and check things out. So she asked you about the God, I don't want this to be real, real bad. Is it real, real bad? Go ahead. Like, what was...
I don't want my tummy
to... All right, so she says she showed one of her coworkers because she thought maybe it was something bad.
Okay. See, that's the weirdest part morally.
Yeah, because you feel like even though they're nurses or whatever, it's got to be some kind of violation, some HR thing.
Like
right?
Somewhere, they're probably having like a Prisma meeting this morning. They're like, please stop diagnosing genitals from group chats, guys. Please.
Right.
Well, it's not good.
But they both told me I seriously needed to get checked out.
Yeah,
both of them.
Now, when you hear that, do you think they're just messing with you, trying to, you know?
Honestly, yeah. I mean, I thought she was just trying to embarrass me.
I mean, look, it's a fair assumption, right. Especially if, you know, two of them are looking at it.
Yeah.
But, you know, she kept saying she wasn't joking.
What does the spot look like?
I mean, just dark, weird shaped, and... I've had it for years, probably. I didn't know.
For years?
Yeah. Jeez. Is it growing?
I mean, it never hurt or anything. I mean...
See, that's how dudes are. Men will ignore something until a freaking finger falls off or something else.
Yeah, if nothing's on fire, you know, it's like, you know what, it'll pass.
Meanwhile, you have women, nothing against women, but they schedule like 12 appointments because they sneezed in a different way. They want to get a third, fourth opinion on that. I get it. They're smarter. They understand.
So anyways, I finally went to a dermatologist.
Yeah, and
they did a biopsy.
I mean, that's pretty terrifying if it was in that location.
Yeah, there's no way.
A dermatologist.
There's not a good way to hear the phrase, we're going to numb that area. I mean, there's not.
So the doctor called me back a few days later and said it was melanoma.
Wow.
Holy crap.
See, honest. That whole thing changes right then and there. Right then and there.
Yeah. I mean, the doctor told me if I'd ignored it much longer, it could have spread.
See, that's very scary. That's very scary. Guys. Break it down. Live from callrob.com studio in Greenville, South Carolina, it's time to say hello, famous people born on the 14th of May. Happy birthday.
Or
suck it.
Oh, that was a good one. Start with this fella. Future Hall of Famer. Made an appearance at WrestleMania this past year. But he's also been in a WrestleMania match before. He was wrestling his buddy at the time, Mojo Rawley.
Oh, Gronk.
Gronk's birthday. You remember Mojo Rawley?
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah. Hey, you know, you know what he does now? Last I heard, he's an agent now.
He was a real smart guy.
Yeah.
Like a secret agent?
Asian man. Those were Asian men, Paige. Secret Asian man.
Secret Asian man.
Okay. You're thinking of Mr. Fuji. I will say.
Throw salt in your eyes. Rob Gronkowski.
Rob Gronkowski is 42.
43.
I don't know if you know the recruiting of Gronk, but he almost went to Clemson.
I didn't know.
He was doing Clemson in Arizona. And Arizona offered his brother. So they both went there.
Wow.
But he was close. 37 for Gronk.
Uh-oh.
Remember, he retired early.
Sorry, Gronky. Yes.
He has a...
He got tired of getting hit in the knee.
He sold his AI company to Twitter.
He actually did. So that's why, hey, Gronk, is this true or not? You're the new Snopes.
No, man, I own Claude.
Claude, God dang it.
Claude Debussy.
He is worth approximately $226 billion from an idea that he stole from his dorm room in 2004.
Zuckerberg.
Zuckerberg's birthday. He likes football, so we'll keep his music going.
Oh, yeah, right. He probably calls soccer football still.
What did the Winklevoss twins get? Anything? Because they came up with it, right?
Allegedly.
They're on school.
Yeah, who knows at that point?
Their dad worked for the CIA also.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know about that. There's a lot of stuff I don't know that might surprise you.
That's true.
I don't know much.
Zuck is 40, I want to say 5, but something's making me say 6, so I'm going to go 46.
47.
Mark Zuckerberg is 42 years old today.
Damn.
He's one behind me and worth a hell of a lot more.
A little bit more.
It's kind of sad.
Tiny bit.
Let me do a quick little math here.
Yeah, you would think as long. Fatboy was in college so long that social media wasn't out. And then it was mature by the time he got out of college.
Pretty much.
How crazy.
You should have your student loans paid off.
Well, I can't go back if I wanted to get a bachelor's degree because I've used up most of that Pell Grant money.
Donnie Wahlberg.
Nope.
Jordan Knight.
Nope.
Jonathan Knight.
Nope.
Joey McIntyre.
Nope.
Danny Wood.
Danny's birthday. Everybody guess Danny
you
last.
You knew all of them.
I'm
impressed. I don't know any of them.
My sister, that was her everything.
Really?
Yep.
Then she moved on to Belle Biv DeVoe.
No, no. She moved on to Drew Hill.
Hey, these are the days.
It's
not Drew Hill.
She got her whole Christmas present was to go see him at Furman that year.
Oh, that's big.
Like, that was all she got.
Did you go with her?
That's all it was.
I almost gave you a hard F on that with no at the end.
Oh, Drew Hill was, these are times we all wish for.
You know their names.
Yeah. My mom, of course, loved Cisco. That was her favorite.
What's up with his hair, Matthew?
That's cute.
No, I cook with Cisco.
Yeah.
make her fried
Not
chicken
my
with Cisco.
I like the lard, Matthew.
I like pork rendering.
We almost named Kit Kat Lard because they'd come in the kitchen and eat it.
Danny Wood was the ugliest one out of all of them, I will say, as a straight man. He had like a face of a duck. Anyway, I'm going to go. Big birthday?
No.
61.
58.
Paige is closer. Daniel Wood is 57.
Wow.
Years old today.
Man, there wasn't that much of an age difference back then.
No, well, obviously Joey was the youngest. Mm-hmm. I don't know how old he is.
What did you
now.
Used to call him, Fat One?
No, that's a different group.
Yeah, that's insane.
Oh, see, what do I know?
And you're a girl.
I'm not into a boy band.
And you were also singing the White Stuff. I don't know what that was about.
No, it wasn't me.
She likes that white stuff.
Baby.
Cocaine.
Yeah, that's the one she was thinking about.
I know it wasn't.
Oddly enough, this song's playing in the background when we mentioned cocaine. I'll tell you this. You find me another radio show that says the word cocaine as much as we do. You won't.
Not even medical cocaine.
No.
Which they're trying to bring back, I heard. With your vote, of course.
CeCe DeVille.
Mm-hmm. It is CeCe's birthday.
Oh, I like him.
Thought you'd have guessed Brett. Everybody guessed Brett first.
'66.
I should play skinny bop bop bop.
59.
CeCe is 64.
Oh wow.
You know his full name is Crotch Critter DeVille.
I thought it was.
Yeah. Yeah.
That or I can't remember the other one. That
people say, why don't they tour anymore? If you owned the pizza buffet, would you? Welcome to CeCe's.
Hey, my breadstick's got lipstick on it. How you doing?
Bo, come over here and get some of this unskinny bop.
Oh.
What did that mean? Can't sing that. What was unskinny bop? What does that mean?
Was that a drug? They were like code
unskinny
for it?
Unskinny bop, 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 bop. I don't know. David.
Burn.
I can't say the name of the cover band I thought of for this band. But it's Talking Heads. And I'm sure you could figure out what I was going to say. But it is David Byrne's birthday. Is he related to Meredith Baxter Byrne? Shout out Family Ties.
I'm trying to figure out what the joke was. It's over my head right now.
Talking Heads.
Talking Heads.
Cover band. Yeah. When you hear the word head, what's the first word you think of? You gave me such a page answer. You did the head motion.
Sucking heads?
I didn't do that.
No, I didn't think about that one. Oh. We were looking for Richard. The other form for Richard Heads. Yeah.
Damn it.
Talking Richard Heads.
So it is David Byrne's birthday?
It is David Byrne's birthday.
Hmm.
Burning down the house. And she was? Fisco Killer.
72.
74.
Yeah, that's her best song. Psycho Killer.
He is 74 years old. For those people that don't know that joke, went to a haunted house one year and it said Fisco on the wall.
Oh, yes.
Fisco.
So that's how we say it now.
Fisco. Okay.
Oh, hang on a second. I forgot to add some music, but I can get that for you real quick, like.
Same as it ever was.
Same as it will be again. Here we go.
Mark Hamill.
Nope. The Mark Hamill and Randy Quaid here lately. Got a little feud on X.
Oh, really?
Why? Yeah.
Oh, so he's a lib T?
Yeah, you know, Randy is definitely not.
No, so. Hell no. He's like...
It's the birthday of the man who started the whole thing. Mr. Neckbeard himself.
George Lucas.
George Lucas.
You know, I had to see in my head was the Lucasfilm logo.
The dark hair.
Yeah.
That is so
light
weird.
Up in green or whatever it was.
Sometimes. 78.
80.
He looks like an old woman that transitioned.
He does.
He does.
Kind of baby face.
Like,
kind of like what Eddie Izzard looks like now.
Kind of like Rosie O'Donnell's twin brother.
If you see Rosie here lately, she's looking pretty rough.
Has she ever looked good?
A lot of weight.
Mean,
not good, but you know.
Does she look healthy at least?
Not even really. I don't think so. Like, to me, at least. George is 82.
Does she look scissored hard and put up wet?
is that the saying now? Oh, Lord. Happy heavenly birthday, too. We got a couple here. Former guests of the show. We'll not talk about the Hall of Fame because he didn't want us to jinx it. He never washed his gear, according to the boys.
Oh, Big Van Vader.
Why
didn't he wash his gear?
Bad luck.
Oh.
Yeah. He would have been 71.
What's his name in his toenails?
Oh, yeah. Wouldn't wash those either.
Big baby bull Leon White.
He would have been 71 years old.
Like, one of his last interviews was on this show. That's a jinx, actually. Don't come on our show.
Don't say that.
You know, everybody is...
I'm leaving right now, actually.
Well, there's a story he's famous for, but it's more of Shawn Michaels, where he gets on the top rope and says, move! Because he hated working Vader.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he called him MF.
Yep.
And it picked up on camera.
Wow. Bobby Darin would have been 90 years old.
Oh.
Split splash, I was taking a bath. All up in your mama's hair. That's not the song I sing. I sing a very dirty version of that song, but it's still popular.
So. I know what you say.
First part, but the last word starts with the last word's gas.
Mowing the grass?
Oh, I thought it was ass.
I was all wrong.
I might do the
splish splash. I was beating your ass. Oh, no, no, no.
I may do it.
Wow.
I had to do it that way now. Oh, he sang Mac the Knife too. I forgot about that. Oh, the shock hand. Put it teeth there. God, that was good.
Happy birthday to you.
Dream Lover. That was Mariah Carey. That wasn't Bobby Darin. Gonna show them pearly whites.
You looking for more people?
Whose heavenly birthday is that?
Well, I skipped a few, but I'm like,
Don Munson's.
I mean,
Don Munson is not dead.
He is not dead. He is very much still with us. Thank God.
You've confused him with Thurman Munson. He is gone. Arguably one of the greatest.
The greatest Yankee catcher of all time.
That's not true.
I don't want to hear Jorge Posada. My God, it was Thurman Munson.
Yogi Dambera.
Oh, no. The other half is look at my ass or whatever he said. 25% of baseball is mental. The other half is right here.
Yeah.
He was pointing at his gimmick.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
His gimmick.
He was talking to it like a microphone. Like, today, I can sit on myself.
That was Lou Gehrig. Lou Gehrig? All right.
Ah, dang it.
You know what's weird is I'm sitting there talking about Rosie O'Donnell. Paige, Will over here. Look what random background just popped up on my screen.
Look at that. It was two lesbians, right? That's what popped up.
Two beavers. On my Windows, whatever. It just popped up with two beavers.
You left your beaver on my window last night.
Do you know they're native to Europe's Alps and Pyrenees ranges?
Thank you for that.
I didn't know they had British beavers.
Hannibal brought them from the Alps.
Well, they've got to build dams everywhere, I guess.
Speaking of beavers, listen to this woman, how angry she is.
You neighbor, you stink. I was going to jail. You know, I f***ed you the first time, and even when your 6'4" boyfriend punched me in the face, I still stood up, bitch.
Ooh.
Oh, I don't like live that like that.
Your boyfriend punched her in the face.
6'4" too. She must be tall as hell.
Yep. She went to Fifth City.
She thought he was proposing, and he just dotted her eye there. Gosh. And that's awful.
She didn't go to the Fifth City she thought she was going to.
That's not nice.
I hope he went to jail and got, you know, digitally manipulated by someone with big hands. I really do. Thanks for listening. Have a blessed day. Wash your hands. God bless America. It is good.
Feed your need for TRG.
Oh, yes, it's good.
At theriseguys.com and on the Odyssey app.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Say yeah!